Substitute teachers falling through the cracks without those unemployment checks. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Marcel Henri on the line today. Good morning, Marcel.
Morning, Catherine. Good to be here.
You know, thinking about these substitute teachers, I know there was a very long protracted lawsuit some time ago just about pay raises. And now it seems that they're in another pickle.
That's right. So, as you know, there's been a lot of issues since the pandemic hit with unemployment insurance. And this is just another facet of this that affects most of the 4,700, or I should say more than 4,700 substitute teachers in the state. And, you know, these subs are really important in that they're helping to fill in the gaps with the teacher shortage that we face out here. And the issue that they face in terms of the unemployment insurance is that they're basically they've seen their payments all come to a halt starting in June. And in a lot of cases, this is, you know, it took a few weeks, if not months, for them to finally start seeing unemployment for their work during the year. But the payments have stopped because normally subs who work the regular school year, right, which ends in the summer, they are not eligible for their sub work for those payments during the summer. And where it gets tricky is that a lot of these subs, you know, when they're not working during the school year, they will make ends meet with summer jobs and these more seasonal jobs. And for a lot of them, it can be very, very difficult to qualify for unemployment payments, you know, for those seasonal jobs. If they do qualify, it might be minimal. So they're really basically it's a situation in which our unemployment insurance system does not really fit very well for the subs, and they're struggling.
And you had highlighted a particular case of a substitute teacher on Maui.
Yeah, this was Laura, Laura Cole, and she was generous enough to share some of the situations that she's been going through. And yeah, that you know, she was surprised with a lot of other people to see that her payments had stopped, and now she's been trying to get some other income streams going. But she usually works at a private summer school, I believe. It was either summer school or summer camp. That, of course, is not in session with the pandemic. So the way that the state statute works for this in terms of subs is that they are not eligible for unemployment insurance as long as they have a, quote, reasonable assurance that they will be able to have that work resume in the fall. And so what the state's labor department is looking at right now, and I understand they might have a decision out soon, but it's whether or not that reasonable assurance still exists, given all of the upheaval and a lot of the unknowns and the questions that still exist about how the fall is going to roll out at the public schools across Hawaii.
And the situation, of course, with the substitute teachers, you know, is that we don't have enough regular teachers in the classroom. There's a shortage. And, you know, so you've got this really, not a good situation in the public schools, you know, and then you've got these substitute teachers that are getting dinged because of this, the system.
Yeah. I mean, we really, especially in Hawaii, you know, substitute teachers play a really outsized role in trying to keep a lot of these classrooms afloat. Yeah. And even talking to Laura the other week, she's mentioning how she's considering going back to school. She loves working with kids. And, you know, this job has been great for her. She loves doing it. But just given some of the situations that they're facing and that the pandemic has really exposed, she's already considering, maybe to go in a different way that would be more stable in situations like these. So it really does highlight how this pandemic, excuse me, is really, you know, is highlight. It's showing how these subs are really at risk.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see, because there's so much uncertainty going into the school year, you know, how many subs are going to be returning to the classroom to help with the shortage. And, you know, who knows? Who knows if there are regular teachers that are out there contemplating retirement because they don't want to deal with the hassle of remote learning and everything else.
Right. Just like so many other facets, this is just highlighting, you know, this pandemic's highlighting this particular vulnerability here in Hawaii.
Yeah. So, gosh, so a word could come, you know, maybe today or sometime this week.
Yeah, that's what I hear, is that Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, they may have something out as early today, a blanket decision on whether or not these substitutes are going to be, in fact, eligible for the unemployment insurance payments in the summer.
Okay, well, we'll look for that update. Thanks so much, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's Reality Check. To read his story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.